So those are just things to keep in mind. So does it really affect, does it injure the property value of the surrounding properties? Or does it not? I mean, that's where you look at maybe the error in law or not the error in law. So
that's an opinion.
It's an opinion.
I don't know that it's an error in law.
What's the distance, Scott, from the house down here on the
this one?
Right? No, to the right. What's the distance from that house over to where the house is going to be built, approximately?
653
feet.
As the crow flies.
Yeah.
That lay of the land, I don't even know that there's that's a huge valley if I remember right in between.
That road goes right down the top of the ridge. So it breaks both ways.
That it was incompatible and that it would decrease property values. Is that the question, really?
I think it is.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And it's totally an opinion on the property values. Well, this man showed evidence that possible that it was not preferred being a nightly rental, but who knows?
Property values can vary ridiculously in a very short amount of time based on factors that have nothing to do with this.
It's doing it right now.
It's doing it right now.
They may have made an error, but did they make an error of law in the planning and zoning?
Yeah. I may or may not agree with the decision, but I'm not sure that it was an error at this point.
Okay. And that's my opinion. I may not agree with the decision because I hate to take any... I hate to tell anyone what they can do with their property if it's not going to really interfere with anybody else.
Right.
But I don't know that that's our place at this juncture, being at this board.
Well, that's true. I mean, this board had agreed that they had met the requirements for a 15-unit condo project.
That's right. And we approved that appeal.
Yeah, based on different criteria. There was a water issue with a well, which they proved that was wrong, and that was an error, and that was very clear,
All of those things were met.
Yeah.
I was on the other end of that deal.
Uh-huh. And here you're looking at a single-family home.
Yeah.
No. And we're saying that we're denying the a use permit, not a change of the land, denying the permit.
No, we're not denying that. The board that heard the whole case denied it. We're just hearing whether there was an error made. I don't know if there was an error.
That's true.
Yeah.
I can't say without a doubt that there was not an error made. I just can't do that. It may not have been the right decision, like we say.
Yeah.
But was there an error made in their decision?
We need a motion.
I don't really have a motion. I think that's just the main thing to look at. Again, I'm just kind of reading through it again one last time before we make that final motion. The planning commission's motion tonight was based on the nightly rental use operating characteristics is not consistent with the surrounding R1 parcels, making it not compatible. In addition, the nightly rental use will injure the property values within this area. I struggle with this one a little bit. Again, I go back to the point of the people that it might detriment is the same family that owns all the land all around it. I feel like it's being put on the opposite side of the valley of a whole different traffic and a whole different people. I feel like, again, but again, I'm going down a rabbit hole if it doesn't matter of that, because that's not what our decision is based on. But again, if there is an error basing on property value, that seems weird that they would have a decision on that, because again, it's the same family that owns land all the way around it.
Yeah, I feel that the Planning and Zoning Commission made an error in their decision that it decreased the value of the surrounding property because the adjacent homes aren't, it will not even be visible to them.
I totally agree. I think that it, by having it on that whole opposite side, it secludes it over to that side.
I mean, I tend to agree, and if we were hearing that board listen to this, but this is all known information. There's nothing that we're bringing here. They knew the other property owners that are joined to this when they made that decision. I'm not sure that it was unknown or in some way it changes anything. I agree with you. This one's a hard one because I feel like I wouldn't have an issue with it there based on the information that's presented, but I haven't heard the entire presentation.
But that's not our job.
Yeah.
That's not our position here.
So we have to step it just to this one paragraph right here.
I know. I've reread it again myself to say, wait a second, is this a right? The nightly rental use operating characteristic is not consistent with the surrounding R1 parcels, of which there's only a handful. Some of these are agricultural, but again, not making it compatible. In addition, the nightly rental use will injure the property values within this area.
That's a statement. It's not. It should be an opinion, and it's not something that you can prove.
Well, that's what I feel like the decision is based on, an opinion, not based on a law to begin with. But that's the beauty of us being a board. We've got to work together and figure out what. We got to make a motion, and we either go with it or we don't.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like they made an error in the property value statement. I can't imagine how it would harm the value of the other properties. And a nightly rental or a monthly rental or a yearly rental is still a rental. Now, the management of nightly rentals in some cases have been nightmares for the neighbors. And I think we've all heard horror stories about that. But in this situation, I think it behooves to ask who would manage the nightly rental if it were approved.
I would be his local rep.
So you have somebody on site practically 24/7.
And if people were unruly and non-compliant, he would be immediately aware.
Plus the permit can be revoked.
Plus the risk of revoking the permit. I struggle with the fact that we as a board approved 15 units on the same property.
We didn't approve it, no.
We approved it.
I think we overruled that it was denied based on the criteria that it was denied incorrectly. Based on incorrect information, so there was an error made on that one.
Right.
Yeah, I haven't heard this entire one, so I can't tell you if it's compatible or if it's even comparable to what we're deciding tonight.
He's right.
I see your point.
Yeah.
That hey, we've already talked about, we've approved one here, but for completely different reasons. So I don't think we can use that to justify our decision tonight.
Okay. Do today.
Somebody make a motion and let's move forward with it.
I would make a motion that in case 220028 appeal, that we overturn the Planning and Zoning Commission decision denying the use of a nightly rental based on the grounds that the property values probably would not be decreased. That's subjective. There's no way to know that. But I can't imagine when the house isn't in view of other homes other than the fellow that's going to manage it. then, and a nightly rental or a monthly rental or an annual rental is still a single family home. And the management will be by the fellow that lives next door.
Okay. With that being said, do we have a second on this?
I'll second it.
Okay. David seconds it. All right. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
All right. We have a 3-2. Three approved, two opposed.
Yep, that's done. Oh.
All right, we're going to move on to 22-003A, the appeal with Matthew Martin.
Okay, on December 13th, 2021, the Taney County Planning Commission denied a conditional use permit request, which was number 21036, by Vicki Bochat, which was represented by Adam Martin, seeking approval for nightly rental use in the existing five-bedroom single-family home located at 209 Stony Point Drive, Hollister. So this is our standard that I read through somewhat. Staff recommendations to the Planning Commission that if the Board of Adjustment would approve this appeal, and the parts of this that changes with each application is highlighted in red, number of bedrooms, occupancy, and the amount of parking required. Branson Creek, entrance, villas, and these are the single family homes. And here just some photos of the actual home. So I did add two slides, and this is what the Planning Commission saw. Approved nightly rentals for special use permits in that area, also including the applicant's home, because he currently has a